Changing how people get paid for solar power. This is the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham and for Rebecca Williams. Until recently, if a home solar array produced more electricity than the house used, it would go back through the meter into the grid. Residents with solar power arrays got paid for that power at the same rate as the power company charges other residents. Power that comes in, power that goes out, same price. This even exchange is called net metering. The Michigan Public Service Commission is ending net metering for new solar. Solar installers are expecting that to hurt business.
I expect it to go way down. If this goes through and nothing else takes its place, I expect to be installing very little solar in the near term.
That's John Wakeman. He owns a solar installation company called SUR Energy in Ann Arbor. The big utility companies, such as Consumers Energy and DTE, argue that other customers are subsidizing the customers with solar. They say paying solar customers the retail rate for power ignores the utility company's costs of maintaining the power lines and the power plants that provide the minimum baseload required to keep the power on. Wakeman says those big utilities see the growing use of solar as a threat to their profits.
They fought it all along. It's basically two dinosaur companies that have a lot of inertia and are not built to change and adapt and just want things to remain the same.
The Michigan Public Service Commission is now calculating how much less to pay solar power residents for the electricity they generate. It's complicated, but in other states that have ended net metering, reimbursement ranges from 95% of retail to as little as 75% of retail. Wakeman says that messes up the math when he's making the sales pitch.
I sell it as basically a 30-year investment, and your return on investment is much lower with this sort of situation.
In 2016, the legislature called on the Public Service Commission to come up with a study on the best way to measure and compensate for power from residential solar. Now that it's doing that, a bipartisan group of legislators is pushing legislation to make net metering law. It turns out a much broader group than the residential solar folks and environmentalists like net metering. A fair number of farmers have installed solar, windmills, and other renewable energy to offset their power bills. Matt Grokoff is with the Thrive Collaborative, which designs environmentally friendly buildings. He also happens to own one of the oldest net zero energy homes in North America.
Michigan right now is investing in fuel sources that we don't own. We bring in from other parts of the country. The one thing we do have is plenty of wind and solar. And we're not investing in that. In fact, we're throwing up barriers to those that are slowing it down.
The solar energy workforce grew by 48% in 2016. More than 4,000 people work in the industry in Michigan. Much of that is in commercial installations, but more than 400 people had solar installed at their homes in the same year. Grokoff says the elimination of net metering could put Michigan at an economic disadvantage.
The reality is that solar is becoming one of the dominant energy sources that we have in the United States and across the globe. It's going to happen anyway. What's happening is which state is going to get there first. And by Michigan imposing these barriers, it's slowing things down where we are not going to reap the benefits from this new innovation.
For now, solar installers are waiting to see what happens, and so are the people who are contemplating putting solar arrays on their homes. That's the Environment Report. I'm Lester Graham.